This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Right, coming on to the aspect of common errors in salam. Yesterday, we were discussing about being considerate and how many times without realizing, we tend to be inconsiderate in the name of salah. And nobody really does this intentionally. Nobody does this intentionally. It's sometimes without realization or it's sometimes without understanding. You see, in Islam, faqahat, understanding of deen is more important. Faqahat is more important than ibadat itself. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faqihun wahid ashaddu ala shaytani min alfi abid. Then one person who has understanding is more severe upon the devil than a thousand worshippers. Because sometimes a worshipper who doesn't have depth in his understanding, the devil can use his worship to mislead him. And it is in that spirit that we are discussing. So yesterday I gave the example that sometimes, alhamdulillah, Nurul Islam is not so much of a problem because Allah has blessed us with a big spacious masjid. But in many other masjids you'll see people who sit in the front, they prolong their sunnats at the time of Jumu'ah when it's time for the talk to speak, for the talk to commence. And then they say, well, salah is more important. That's not the point. The point is there's a particular program. Or after Isha, there's a program, and now the whole congregation is coming forward, and you'll find one Hazratji is prolonging his sunnats, and everybody has to wait for him to finish. You know, once, it was a very amusing incident, a nikah was about to take place in one masjid. And one Baji stood up, just in front of the desk where the nikah is about to take place, and he started two long rakats of salah. It wasn't even namaz time, it was before Zohar, and he was started two long rakats of salah. And he didn't want to budge, and the whole congregation had to wait. So we must not cause takleef to anyone else. Now continuing with that same discussion, some of the other things that we do sometimes, which are inconsiderate. Remember, it's not about what's permissible and not permissible, it's also about etiquette and decorum. Sometimes some people have this habit of reading a bit loudly in their salah. So you're standing next to somebody else, and attahiyyatu lillahi wa salam. So you're causing inconvenience to that person. You are showing exuberance and you are showing enthusiasm in your own ibadah, but in the process you are being inconsiderate to someone else. You are causing inconvenience to someone else. Also, you know, ad-deenu kulluhu adab. Deen is all about etiquette. Deen is all about respect. In many masjids we see that some people have this habit. For whatever reason, maybe they don't want to listen to a program that takes place immediately after Maghrib, for example, a 2 or 3 minute program, or there's an announcement taking place. Fine, nobody says it's compulsory. But at the same time, it's not haram to listen to those programs. And some people consistently will stand up just as the program is commencing or as the short announcement is commencing, and walk straight out and weave their way through the people who are still performing salah, and weave their way through those who are still masbuk. That is contrary to etiquette. That in some ways is actually a sign of disrespect. Whilst on, it's no doubt, it's not compulsory to sit and listen, but at the same time, it's not haram to sit and listen, and to weave your way and to come from the front right to the back. It's almost as if you're showcasing the fact now that I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to be part of this. This is contrary to the spirit of etiquette in deen. Deen kulluha adab. There are many, many more examples that we can give, but I you know, time does not allow and we want to move on to other topics. But just remember this. Rather, you shorten your salah, you lessen your optional ibadah, but don't cause inconvenience to others and don't cause, you know, a kind of unnecessary controversy or speculation by the way you conduct yourself in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or in the name of carrying out ibadah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.